Jane. But the lady taps her fingers on the counter, a sign she's not quite ready to commit. I know that look, and I know the way around it. I worked on Wall Street for 5 years, and they didn't call me the closer for nothing. It's time to break out the big guns. Listen, I have an idea I think might help you and Celine. Are you aware that we do house calls? Her eyes light up. You do? In-home stylings are a tad more expensive, but if you'd like, we can arrange for a pet stylist to come to your home, and I can send my top people stylist for you, too. A tandem blowout. We offer those additional services for clients who want to be pampered right alongside their pets. The woman clasps her hands to her chest. Yes! That sounds absolutely delightful. She pats her bobbed hair, adding, I do love a good blowout. Her cheeks go pink, and I simply smile and whisper, me too. I swipe on the tablet screen and open the calendar. Let's get you scheduled. I look up so she can supply her name. Ellie. You and Celine are going to enjoy this. Celine will look positively meowvelous this weekend. She already has plans to spend her time sitting in my lap purring. I smile, glad she doesn't take her feline schedule that seriously. I don't come across too many funny bones in the heart of the Upper East Side, the land of pampered pets and even more pampered people. But that's why my flagship full-service pet salon is located smack dab in the heart of this pooch and pussycat-loving neighborhood. I wave to Ellie as she leaves. Once she's gone, my manager sweeps to the front counter, her doe eyes somehow even bigger than usual, as if she's seen a ghost. Roxy, you're needed in the portrait studio. We have a dog waiting with a guy. How did I miss them? They came in 5 minutes ago and, well, I think you were... Tara trails off. It's okay. I'm not ashamed for you to know I have a bladder. I was peeing, I say, patting her on the arm. She laughs nervously, tucking her platinum blonde hair behind her ears. Who's the pup? Do I know it?
It's Harriet.
That name tickles my brain as I head to my office to grab my camera. Tara follows, rattling the details of the sitting. I sling my camera around my neck, then something clicks. Wait, is Harriet a Weimaraner? Tara says yes, and I picture a stunning, silky gray beast scampering through the park. I know this dog, I say heavily. The trouble is, I know the guy, too.
Chapter 2. Miles. Once we round the corner and see an easel tucked into a classroom ahead of us, Ben transforms into a cheetah about to pounce. I can tick off the seconds till he starts running. 3, 2...
Wow, look at the art room. I can paint all day long, Ben says, and his little feet are about to go, go, go.
I clamp a hand on my son's shoulder. Walk, don't run. I swear I feel him vibrate with excitement as he gawks, slack-jawed, at the art room in the middle of the private school we're touring. The headmaster bends to meet Ben's eyes. Would you like to go check out? Our art teacher, Mrs. Beadle, would be ever so delighted to show the budding artist around. He gestures to the open doorway, and my son needs no invitation, speed-walking into the classroom. Mr. Farrell smiles at me from beneath his gray mustache. He has a matching beard and a jacket with elbow patches. It's so old school, I can't help but love the getup. As you know, Mr. Hart, we pride ourselves on supporting all the arts, from music to painting to writing, he says. And that's one of the biggest reasons we're interested in this school for Ben. He loves to draw and paint. Clearly, he has creative genes. Mr. Farrell gestures to me, his tone a little too deferential, but I can deal with it. I'll wager he's poised for greatness, like his dad. I laugh lightly, but don't pick up the thread of the conversation, since, you know, I don't need to pat myself on the back. A lanky man in glasses walks by, carrying an armful of folders. Good afternoon, Mr. Farrell.
Good afternoon, Mr. Buckley.
The teacher says hello to me, then keeps going. No second glance, no snap of the head. Excellent. I like being unnoticed. Mr. Buckley is our English teacher.